B'tochen for life, shir number 196, Wednesday, Parshas Bereishis. We are discussing tikva, how we have to turn our hope and our feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize that there is no one else that changes our destiny besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of our listeners requested, and really it has a lot to do with tikva, that we should analyze the current situation regarding masks, regarding the way people acted on Simchas Torah, regarding the way people should act now. And let's just elaborate and explain, because we really discussed this once, but it has to do with tikva. Because the essence of tikva is that I understand that my hope, I understand that everything that I look to is ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, even if a person wears a mask, his hope is not in the mask. His hope is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect others. So let's analyze it for a minute. We explained that his shtadlus really does not affect the outcome at all. And the only reason why you have to do his shtadlus is for specific reasons that we mentioned. One of them is because when a person does his shtadlus, he calms himself down. So let's go with that reason for a second. We have to do his shtadlus with an action that will calm us down, that we will not be nervous, that we'll be able to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on the hishtadlus, on Hashem. That's what we're relying on. So if we take masks, for example, in most situations, proper hishtadlus would be for a person to wear a mask. Now again, the mask is not making a difference. And if somebody decides not to wear a mask, you should not be getting upset at him as if he's affecting you, because he cannot do anything to you. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do something to you. Maybe if you want to go over to him nicely and have a discussion if it's the proper thing to wear a mask or not the proper thing to wear a mask, maybe. But that has nothing to do with affecting you. No one can affect you. It's your responsibility to do what's considered proper hishtadlus. And if you live in a community where most people are wearing masks and they assume that that's proper hishtadlus, so follow that route. If you live in a community where people do not assume that masks are so imperative, if you're nervous, wear a mask. If you're not nervous, don't. It depends on the situation where a person lives. But never think that the mask is changing the outcome. Nothing is changing. It's just a matter of doing proper hishtadlus. And if a person, Rachmal Tzlan, does not do proper hishtadlus, his einish can be that he might get punished, that the thing that he's nervous about might come to him. And that's the reason why, if it's proper hishtadlus to wear a mask, we should wear a mask. Number one, to protect others. Number two, to protect ourselves. But there is no objective power in a mask. There's no objective power in a doctor. A doctor is just the one that dictates what's considered proper hishtadlus, and that's all. A doctor has no intrinsic power. A mask has no intrinsic power. Medicine has no intrinsic power. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever we approach hishtadlus, we approach very calm and very serene. Because ultimately we know that nothing can change. The outcome is not going to be any different. As long as we attempt to do the proper hishtadlus and we are doing our best, that is the only thing that we are required to do. Not to get stressed, not to get worked up, not to get upset. Nobody can affect us. We can only do what's proper hishtadlus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we hope for His Yeshua, that is the source of being protected from anything that's going on.